find out how to avoid buyer's remorse in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. We've all been there. We make a purchase, and 10 minutes after we return home, we see an ad for the exact same item for half the price. Or we read about a similar item that's twice as good as what we bought. Abram didn't have buyer's remorse for a simple yet significant reason. He trusted God. Instead of settling for second best, he sought God's promise. God gave Abram a very specific promise that he would be the father of a great nation. Just one problem. Abram had no children. Abram follows God anyway. Then time passes. A lot of time. Abram would not see the outcome of God's promise for 6 more chapters in Genesis, some 25 years. And that was after all the things that Abram had already experienced. Abram, by Genesis chapter 15, is growing weary. God understands that. He recognizes our humanity, and he works with us as we need him. He gave Abram a clear affirmation in the first verse of Genesis chapter 15. There the Bible says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." Abram needed to understand, children were not his promise. God was his promise. God was his protector, his shield. This is important because Abram was about to hedge his bets. He had a backup plan in case God's promise didn't come through. It's described in the second and third verse of Genesis 15. But Abram said, "O Lord, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir." We don't know much about Eliezer, this servant in Abram's household. Since he didn't have any children, Abram apparently made a deal with Eliezer to take over his household in the event of his death. God reminds Abram of his promise, that God is his strength, that God is his future, not some earthly plan he makes with Eliezer. Abram needed to understand God's promise, and so do we. Leo Durocher, the former manager of the New York Giants, was once asked, "Barring the unforeseen, will your club get the pennant?" He replied, "There ain't gonna be no unforeseen." That's confidence. That may not always work in baseball, but it's always true with God. The Lord knew every difficulty Abram would face. He even knew about every mistake that Abram was going to make. God knew how Abram would try to pass off his wife as his sister to the Egyptians. He knew how Abram would make the ridiculous arrangement of trying to have a son with his wife's servant. God even knew how Abram, in this very passage, would try to explain to God, who knows everything, that Abram still didn't have an heir. But God was faithful, and Abram believed. We can do the same. We can know the promises of God, that he will never leave us or forsake us, that Christ will one day return victorious, that we have a place in heaven secure and prepared by our Lord. We can live our lives in that assurance. It should be said of us what was said of Abram in Genesis 15:6, "And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness." You can have confidence in God's promise, a confidence to follow God every day. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from his word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.